Boom, we're live. Welcome to 87 Podcast. Still thinking about changing the name to a different name, actually. Today's episode is gonna give a shout out to double shot espresso from Starbucks, from AMPM. It's pretty good. I'm gonna be a little kid on what a sugar rush in a couple minutes, which is good. Today's podcast, I wanted to talk about a fighter. Now, I've established before that, you know, the podcast is just me talking and expressing things that I'm interested in, and one of them is fighting, MMA, fighting, boxing, and so on and so forth. And I would like to make this episode solely on one person, and that'd be Conor McGregor. Now, why Conor? I'm a big fan of Conor. Big. That's why one of the first things I want to clarify is that I'm probably going to rant for, like, I don't know, 20 plus minutes about Conor McGregor, and nothing negative. It's just things that I've observed over the years since I became a fan of Conor. And I think I will first say that I became a fan of Conor the Chad Mendes fight. The story of him is just crazy, right? It's a movie, and he did make a movie of it. It's more like a compilation of many clips of himself, and it's called The Notorious, which is on Netflix. People can go check it out. It's pretty good. It talks about how he started being on food stamps or welfare, whatever it's called in Ireland. And his wife, back then girlfriend, was supporting him. He was like, "Shoot, like, I'll work while you know, you can eat clean and be in shape and fight. And this is what you want to do. This is what you see yourself succeeding, being successful in. I'll put in the time working, providing for both of us while you train." And she did. And obviously, he became what he's become now. And it's a very, very crazy and very successful story. Now, with that being said, back to the beginning, right? I became a fan of him with the Chad Mendes fight. The story would have become a lot different if Chad Mendes would have not gone tired, because he was, you know, it was a pretty even fight. And if Mendes would have just hold on for dear life for another round, I think he would have won. But that's one of those what ifs, right? Which is never good. So that's he becomes the interim champ. And then he fought Aldo to unify the belts. He fought Aldo to unify the belt. Knocks him out in 40 something seconds. One of the fastest at the moment. Knockout championship wise ever. And then after that, he went on to face RDA, which I'm a fan of RDA, but this is where it gets pretty interesting for everybody. I'm just trying to pull up his record. I don't want to miss any fights that he had in between. But I'm pretty sure RDA gets injured. And then who jumps in? Nate Diaz. Which Nate Diaz, he called him out you know, prior to that fight. And he lost. You know, it was a big shocker. He lost against Nate Diaz. And then automatically a rematch with Nate Diaz. Automatically a rematch. Then he won. Did they both face at 170. And then he fought Eddie Alvarez, which at the time he was a 170, I mean the 155 champ, and won. He became the champ. And then he went on and fought Floyd Mayweather, which I was a sucker on getting the pay-per-views. They got paid $80-something at the time. I really don't remember. I don't think it was $100. But still, I mean, everybody knew the outcome, but people were interested. They hyped it up really good. It was really good. Perfectly on both ends on hyping the fight. You know, because in the end of the fight, they were both hugging. In the after party, they were both hugging and drinking and cheering because they both made millions and millions of dollars. When on the other side of the coin, we all lost like $85 or $100. And shit, they were probably used for the rent. But you know, that's marketing, and that's just the way it is. After that, he doesn't fight. He doesn't fight for what, 2 years? I think that was his last fight. He won. I mean, he lost against Floyd Mayweather, and then he didn't fight again until 2018, which last year. In October 6th against Khabib, which he lost. He lost, I think it was the fourth round because of the rear naked choke. It was more like a crank, but still, you consider that as a choke. And that's it. He hasn't fought ever since. And it's going to be a year this October. Now, why am I making this episode? Why I'm saying I'm going to rant over this? At the same period of time, you know, you see the guys like Tony, the guys like Max Holloway, Dustin Poirier, who else? Khabib, you can throw him in there. First Ngannou, John Jones, Jesus Christ, John Jones. DC, all these fighters that have gone and fought a lot more, or even, you know, ever since his last two MMA fights, which the one from 3 years, which was Eddie, and then the year ago, which was Khabib. So. And let's not forget that he never defended his belts. He never defended it with 45. He never defended it at 55. So yeah, he was a champ. But was he a champ? Because he won the belt. He became the champion, but he never defended the championship. He never defended the champ. He never defended the belt. You know, yeah. You know, it's how can I say this? It's not a negative way that I'm saying this. The only reason I'm going in this rant is because ever since the Khabib fight, he was suspended. Everybody remember the whole ordeal, which I stated. You know, Khabib acted in a second. Of an emotions. In a split second, he acted on his emotions. That was a split second decision that he made. Whatever, you know. Conor got 6 months suspension, and then Khabib got 9. Which, you know, whatever. From October to the time they told him the suspension, it was already reactive, so it didn't really matter. He was, you know, enjoying life and all that kind of stuff with his kid. So he was okay. He was I think it came out in April, the suspension, both of them. Khabib was already going to be active in September. He was going to fight in September anyways. And Conor, he could have easily taken the May. He could have easily take April, easily take May, June, July, even September. So he has the rest of the year to even come back and fight. Now, there was a quote by the boxer. His name, I don't think it was Mike Tyson. I think it was Holyfield. He said, you think as a fighter, when you're hungry, when you're really, really hungry, you want to become a fighter, you eat, breathe, sleep fighting, boxing, MMA, whatever it might be. That's all you do. You don't do nothing in between. If you have family, you know, 1-2 hours with your family, then the rest is just fighting, watching videos, training. That's all you do. Do you think that after you sleep on 6 shields, that you're going to have the motivation to get up at 5 a.m. and go train, go run, go do whatever? You know, he has a very, very, very good, valid point. No, you're not. You're not going to do that. You're sleeping on cloud, you know, with those fucking expensive beds. You think you're going to get up at 5 in the morning or 4:45 in the morning to go run a mile or two, go get punched in the head? No, you don't. You're not going to be motivated to do none of that stuff. Hey, who's to blame? I wouldn't either. You know? So, going back to Conor, the motivation of him wanting to go back to fight, it was Khabib, right? So Khabib came in, and this whole ordeal with Lobach and his friend and blah, 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 blah. Okay. So they fought. He lost. He wants the automatic rematch. Now, UFC, it's unbelievable, but it will happen. They will jump over again, Tony Ferguson, to give a title shot to Conor again. He lost. So why would he get a title shot? I don't know what the ranking is, but there's no reason for Conor to get another title shot. He lost. He lost. He lost against Khabib. 27-0. You know? But the world doesn't work like that, right? Especially when it comes down to business and making money. So, you know? And then the flip side also is, what happens to Tony? What happens to Tony? What happens to, you know, to Dustin Poirier? Even Max Holloway, if he goes up to 55. You know, Donald Cerrone. You know, Justin Gaethje. Alan Quinta. All these fighters have been active since 2016, which was his last fight. Which was Conor's last fight. You know, and every time there's a show, every time there's a fighting car, he goes on Twitter and he praises the fighters and all that. Yeah, it'd be an honor for me to fight. Are you? Are you really? Are you really not? Are you really going to fight this person? Donald Cerrone, oh, it'd be an honor for me to fight. You really? If you really were down to fight, you would fight him. If you, on one of the press conferences, he says, I'm doing this because the love of the game, the love of the fighting game. I don't need money. I already got money. Okay, so why are you getting upset and being on diva because they don't want to give you the main event? Which you don't hold a belt. No, Cowboy doesn't hold a belt either. So why do you guys have to be main event? Is it an ego thing? Yeah, of course it is. It's ego. But it shouldn't be. If your main goal was to become a champion, which he has 2 times, 2 divisions, and have money, you already have those things. So your motivation, quote unquote, he has, is just to fight. Then money and the car and the place of your fight and the car should not matter. But obviously they do. Money and the place of and the slot of your fight. You know? But I just feel, you know, Conor does not want to fight. I think he has become a businessman, and which is great. That's what he wanted to do. He's doing things that he wants to do. He created McGregor Fast. You know, he created the proper whiskey. You know, other stuff. He's media, the Mac Life. He created that, and he's making money out of that. Why would he want to fight again? No reason. There's no reason for him to fight. Sure as hell I wouldn't. But, you know, I get the game of it. I get that he's being active in media. He's being active in social media. He's being active to get his name out there, to people know that he's still around. We get it, man. You're Conor McGregor. You don't need to do this kind of stuff. Tweeting at fighters and tweeting at UFC, that's a great car. That's a beautiful, oh, it'll be an honor for me to fight. It'll be an honor for me to do this. An honor for... If it was such an honor, man, you would take a fight. You would take Donald Cerrone. You would take the trilogy against Nate Diaz. You would have taken it, the fight against Jorge Masvidal. You know, you would take all these fights that people are willing to fight. People want to fight Conor. You know, fighters know that fighting Conor will make them money. And Conor knows that. You know, it should be simple as, listen, you know, he has retired of his MMA twice now. You know, the first one back in the UFC 200. And then he went back on 203 or 204, whatever it was. And then now, not recently, he's tweeted, I'm retiring of the mixed martial arts game or whatever. And then Dana comes out like, nah, he's not retired, you know. Come on. Come on. If you're really going to retire, retire. Enjoy your life, man. Enjoy your wife. Enjoy your kids. You know, it gets tiresome. It just gets tired. It just does. There's a fight going on, fight weekend. And then, you know, here we go. You know, here comes Conor tweeting. It'd be an honor. Oh, yeah. Is it really an honor? Yeah, if it was an honor, you would have fought. You would have fought him. Going about 20 minutes on this damn rant. You know, I guess I'm just going in circles now, but the main point is, it feels now, that's just my personal opinion. I could be wrong, man. I'm not an expert on any facet, but it could be now that he's just trolling, right? And that's great. It works for people. It works for him in a lot of ways. But as a fan, and believe me, I want to see him fighting. You think I want to see him tweeting and posting on Instagram? Sure as hell I don't. I'm pretty sure a lot of fans don't either. I'm a big fan. And me ranting right now is, I guess, in a frustration because I don't see him fighting. He never, you know, defended the 45 belt or the 55. You know, I guess, you know, in the end, clarified. You know, that's the main thing. Give your fans a reason to either support you in your next fight or wish you farewell. Okay, man, shit, you came in, you did what you had to, you make money, you invested well. You're a millionaire going to be a billionaire. Great for you, man. The success, the story is fucking brilliant. One in a million, right? The story that he has, one in a million. It really is. But, you know, Yes, I am in to fight. No, I'm retiring. Fuck it. No more trolling. No more tweeting at people and tweeting at Dana and the UFC. You know. But yeah. But hey, you know, it can shut me up pretty fast and pretty quick. So that was my rant. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. Hopefully you guys can agree or disagree. I mean, I don't really care if you guys disagree. I'm welcome to anything. You guys can, you know, send me a message through this app, through the Anchor, or you can just leave me a message on Media87 at on Instagram. You guys, let me know what's up. This 87, we're out.